Okay, Yud Ches Amid Aleph. In these Gemara, it's 18:82, or really we're going to go to 18:83. In fact, we're going to go to 18:83, or six lines from the end of the page. The Gemara was discussing in the original Mishnah over here that the concept of what's called Pesha Hatzer, Pesha Hitter, right? The mouth that makes the problem, clears the problem. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yeshua, before in the earlier parak, maintains we don't believe the woman or the person, but in the case of Pesha Hatzer, Pesha Hitter, then we do. And the Gemara tried to figure out all the cases, why the Mishnah has to say this particular case, it could say different cases, why can he say, why does he have to say, I took it from your father, and, you know, he could say, I took it from you yourself, and the whole thing the Gemara is going into. Okay, so the Gemara says, Alohochom, there was one more argument that we need to keep in mind. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, a person can sometimes swear on his own taina. That means he can cause himself to swear even though nobody's asking him. What was the case? He says, if a guy says, I owed your father $100, but I paid 50. Nobody told him anything. Nobody came to him. He comes out of the clear blue. He comes to a kid and says, you know something? I owed your father $100, but he paid 50. So he says, he has to swear. And the Chachamim say, he doesn't have to swear. Okay? This was the case. This is what's relevant for the Gemara now. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that sometimes a guy can end up swearing even though normally I ask you for money, you have to swear. Right? Sometimes, even if you admit money, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, you have to swear. What's the case? Nobody asks him for money. A guy comes over to somebody and says, you know something? I owed your father $100, but now I paid him 50. So I only owe him 50. So that's normally be moda b'mixas. If you came to me and said, I owe you $100, and I say, no, I owe you 50, right? That's what's called moda b'mixas, you admit 50%. So you have to pay the 50 that you admit, and you have to swear on the rest that you don't owe him. So the Blazim and Yaakov says, this is moda b'mixas. So Chamza, what are you talking about? He's what's called a Meshiv Aveda. He's returning a lost article. Remember we learned the Gemara says that if somebody returns a lost article and the guy says, no, it was like this, it was like this, it was like this, the din is you don't have to swear. Because he's a nice guy. He could have kept the whole thing himself. He's a nice guy. What's called Meshiv Aveda. One who returns a lost article doesn't have to pay. Right? So the Chachamim say, nobody asked the guy for money. The guy on his own comes and says, I owed your father 100. And now, but I paid him 50. Right? Why would he have to swear? It's a Meshiv Aveda. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you do have to swear. So Gemara is trying to figure out what is the argument. Okay? Now there was a discussion in the Gemara before. So the Gemara says like this, Elohocha, the argument is, with the rabbi come if we gain a din of rabbi. Okay, 18:83, the end of the page. The hocha with rabbi come if we get the argument is a din of rabbi. What did rabbi say? Rabbi says like this. We discussed this outside last week. If name a omer a teira made the mixes a tiny yeshava. Why does the Torah say? We learned enough from a pasuk, okay, that a made of a mixes needs to swear. I say, you owe me $100. You say, no, I only owe you 50. You have to swear biblically. Yeah?
Chazakah.
What chazakah?
It says, what do you mean,
no, he says, why? So he says, chazakah, there's a chazakah that ain't out the mayor's partner with Nei Balchevi. A person doesn't have a chutzpah to deny a debt. I was a nice guy, I lent you money. A person, normal person, will not have the chutzpah to say, no, I don't owe you anything.
But he's the one admitting to begin with that he owes.
Rabbi's not talking about that case.
No.
Rabbi says, why is the din that if I say you owe me 100, and you answer me you owe me 50, you have to swear. Why? So he says like this. Normally there's a rule. A person doesn't have a chutzpah to deny a loan that somebody gave him. The guy's a nice guy. Well, he's a normal person. Yeah? He'll say, I'll pay you later. But he's not going to deny it. So he says like this. V'hai b'kule boy lichpere. Therefore, if the guy was a real Russia, he would have denied all of it. Okay? Now, v'hai d'loy kafar, why didn't he? Because ain't no demay is punished. Like we just said, a person doesn't have a chutzpah to deny it. Therefore, u'b'kule boy lichpere, that he should have admitted the whole debt. According to this chazaka, the guy should have admitted the whole debt. Why didn't he admit? Just to evade, push it off for a while. V'savan, he thinks like this. When I get money, then I'll pay him. In other words, Rabbi says like this. Rabbi is giving a reason for the din of Megdub B'Miksas that you swear. He says, why? He says, normally, a guy doesn't have a chazaka to lie. If he's a liar, he would deny the whole thing. But he doesn't. Because he feels bad to deny the loan that the guy did him a favor. If that's the case, he should admit the whole debt. He said, but he can't. He has no money. So he's trying to push off the guy. He said, listen, I owe you 50. What's in his mind? In his mind, when I get the other money, I'll pay you the rest. So he really wants to pay the rest. He really wants to pay the whole debt. Right? But he's not denying the whole debt because he doesn't want to be a wicked guy. There's a chazaka. You have to be a Russia to deny a debt, a guy that you owe the guy money. Right? So really, he can't deny the whole thing because he's a nice guy. He should admit the whole thing. He can't because he doesn't have the money now to pay it. So what does he want to do? Ishtamut kam ishtamut means he's trying to evade the guy, push him off. He wants to make it in a way, in his mind he thinks, you know what, I'm going to pay the guy. When I get the money, I'll pay him. So the Torah says, V'rachmon Amid, the Torah says, Rama shvuya lei, let's give him an oath, ki hecha delay de bekula, that he should admit the whole thing.
Could it be also that only us really have Modul and Mixer really? Why has to swear? Because this is our assumption, we don't know, it could be half and half. Either is this or it could be that.
But there's another chazaka that a guy just doesn't come over to somebody and say, you owe me money. It's also a chazaka. Well, yeah, people are going, you owe me $100, people don't do that. So, in other words, like this, Rabbi says, logic says like this. If I say you owe me $100, yeah, there's something there, yeah. You don't want to deny it because you know the truth that you do owe me the money. So you want to be a nice guy, but you can't pay the whole thing. So you're going to say, you know what? I owe you half. I owe you half. What's my intention? Your intention. I mean that when you get the money, you pay the rest. So Torah says no. We don't do that. You have to swear that you don't owe him the money because the Torah wants to force you to go get the money now to pay him.
And if he denies the whole thing, he doesn't have to swear?
Huh?
If he denies the whole thing?
I mean, I tell you, you don't swear. The Chachamim made was called Shvuah Seses. It's rabbinical. It's much different than a biblical oath. You darken the room and you warn the guy and you make it spooky and the world shudders and, you know, it's different. In other words, Rab is explaining the Torah goes into the psyche of the person. He's not denying it all because he doesn't want to deny the guy did him a favor. He doesn't want to admit the whole thing because he can't. So what does he do? He admits 50. In other words, in his mind, I'm a nice guy. I appreciate what he did for me. I don't have the money, so I'm going to say 50 now, and when I get the other 50, I'll pay it to you. So the Torah says you have to go swear.
This is not our case. This is Kerod case in modern
society. Our case is different because nobody's asking him for the money. Okay? So Rabbi says, this is what the Gemara says. So therefore, like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Lei Savar Shna Boy, V'Lei Shna Bnei. There's no difference between him or his son. Eina Mei is a guy will not have a chutzpah to deny it. Hilkach Lav Meshev Avedu. Meaning like this. The guy comes, and he says, on his own, yeah? I owed your father $100, but I paid 50. Now, he's not talking to the father. He's talking to the kid. The argument is, will a guy have chutzpah to the kid or not? To the father, there's a chazak, he won't have the chutzpah to deny it. Yeah? But to the son never lent him the money. Son never lent him the money, the father lent him the money. Right? So to the father, he won't deny it. But to the son, he'll deny it.
But to the son, he doesn't even, the son doesn't...
Wait a minute. Therefore, the Belazar holds, he's not going to be chutzpidik to either of them. Not to the father, and not to the son. Okay? Therefore, when the guy on his own admits 50, he says, I owed him 100. That's what the guy says. I owed your father 100, but I paid 50. Right? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says like this. This is exactly the case of Meida B'Miksas. Yes, nobody's asking him for the money, but he still won't have the chutzpah to deny it to the kid. And therefore, he's not Meshiv Aveda. Meshiv Aveda means, on my own, I'm returning to you something I wouldn't have to. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the guy's a guilt trip. He's not going to come to the son and say, I don't owe you money. He's going to come to the son and say, you know, your father did me a favor. He lent me $100. Right? So he doesn't have the chutzpah. He won't have the chutzpah. But, so therefore he can't deny the whole loan. Even though nobody's asking him for the money, but Rabbi Elazar says still, the fact is the guy did you a favor. He lent the father, lent you $100. He admits to that. He admits that your father lent me $100. That's what he's admitting to. So Rabbi Elazar says, the guy's not going to have the chutzpah, even to the son, to say, I don't owe you the money. So when he admits 50, it's the same logic of Rabbah, that he's just trying to evade it, and therefore we make him swear. But he's not a Meshiv Aveda. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, the guy, just like he doesn't have a chutzpah to the father, he won't have a chutzpah to the son either. You won't have a chutzpah to either of them. And therefore, when he admits 50, he's not this nice guy anymore. Because the father did do him a favor. Why should he lie? He's not gonna, even though he's coming on his own. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, the fact that the father did lend you the money, and he admits to it that the father lent him the money, he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny it, even though it's only the kid. And therefore, he's not what's called Meshev Aveda. Because he couldn't deny the whole thing. His guilt wouldn't allow him to. But the Chachamim hold, he is a Meshev Aveda. Why? Because to the son, he would have the chutzpah to deny. The son didn't do him a favor. The father did him a favor. So therefore, when he comes to the son and says this, he's a real Meshev Aveda. Because to the son, he would have chutzpah. And if he could have denied the whole thing. And if he could have denied the whole thing, and he admits 50, you can't make him swear on the rest, because he's a Meshev Aveda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, he can't deny the whole thing, because he won't be chutzpidik to the son. He has to give in to the son, even though the son never asked him. But the logic says, the fact is the father lent him the money, that's a given, he himself was made that the father lent him the money. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says to the son, he's not going to be chutzpidik either. So when he admits 50, he's not being Meshev Aveda, he's forced to admit 50. Yeah. And the Chacham say no. To the father, he won't have the chutzpah. The son never lent him the money. He could deny the whole thing. And when he doesn't, and he says 50, he cannot be a regular Meida B'Miksas. He's a Meshev Aveda.
I think think this case is even stronger than regular mode of mixer, because he doesn't want to have a chutzpah. He can't initiate himself.
Yeah, but Rabbi, the Chachamim hold the guy would have the chutzpah.
Yeah,
and therefore, if he's moider, he's a meshiv aveda. Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov says, the fact that the guy admits 50, he's not a nice guy. His conscience doesn't let him deny it, because he's denying it to the son of the guy that lent him the money. He's not going to deny it. So it's like your regular din of a made of a mixus.
That's not the halacha, no?
Halacha is like the chacham.
Yeah, even though this one makes more sense.
No?
No? No?
Because the bottom line is the kid never asked him for the money. So he's not denying it. If I lend you $1,000, yeah? And I never ask you for the money. You don't have chutzpah. I never asked you for the money. Right? So by you not saying anything, is that chutzpedik? It's not chutzpedik. If I ask you for the money and you deny it, that's chutzpah. But if you owe me the money and never ask you for the money, you don't say anything, why is that chutzpah?
But the fact that I'm coming, I'm telling you, you know what, there is a 50, that shows I'm not chutzpedik.
Yeah, but that only shows you're not chutzpidik in a case where you should be chutzpidik. But if you could be chutzpidik, then it's not.
This is the Makora Moda Bemikset.
Of Mitzia in here. Beginning above Mitzia is where the real Gemara is. Taisus explains a Rashi above Mitzia. Taisus brings on a Rashi at the beginning above Mitzia, Taka, that it says, why is the Gemara saying he should admit everything? Right? Because the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara is answering a question. How can you let a guy swear if he's suspected of stealing? If you think about it, the guy admits 50. Regular made a mixer, not this case. Regular made a mixes, yeah? I come to you, say you owe me $1,000. You say, no, I only owe you 500. Is it possible you're lying?
That's why they make him swear.
No, but if your guy lies, you can't let him swear. So Rashi says, that's what the Gemara is saying. He really would admit everything. He's not a swindler. He would admit everything. He just can't because he doesn't have the money. So he's not a liar. But if it comes to a shvua, he's going to swear honestly. In other words, really, the guy would like to admit the whole thing. It's not that he's cheating. It looks like he's cheating. Listen, if a guy owes you money, and you know he doesn't have, and he's not paying you back, is he cheating? He's not swindling your money. He just doesn't have. What do you want from him? Right? But the question is, if the guy could lie and would lie, then how do you let him swear? In fact, the halacha is, though, migui the choshed amamayna, a person who's suspected to steal money, lo choshed ashvos, he's not suspected to swear falsely. It's an argument in the Gemara, but the halacha is, because, like Taisus explains in the Gemara there, when God said in the Atharsa Dibris that we just read, don't swear falsely, the whole world trembled. The whole world trembled. You know, swearing falsely, people got scared. So many people are shady in money, but they wouldn't be shady when it comes to a shvua. A guy who's for sure a liar, that we know is a liar, how can we don't let him swear? Because then he'll swear falsely too. Then the guy will swear falsely too. If he's an open liar, what do you care? He's not going to care. He'll swear falsely. Taka's such a guy, we don't let swear. But a guy is only suspected, like this guy. He's not for sure lying, because really he would admit the whole thing if he could. If he had the money, he would admit the whole thing. He doesn't because he can't, he doesn't have the money. But he's not going to call him a liar.
Why can't I just say I don't have it instead of lying?
Because the guy is shitsito, go get it. What happens when people in business tell you they don't have money to pay? You tell them, go borrow from somebody else. Just like you borrowed from me, go borrow from somebody else and pay me back. In fact, Tesis says, in this long Tesis, but Tesis says at the end of Tesis, that the truth is, min ha-teira, well, some machlekes, but Tesis, some people learn that even a ganef who's really a liar, biblically could swear. Chacham, don't let him. But biblically, yeah, he can swear. Because people are not going to swear falsely using God's name with it. Like we said, the spooky room and all that, they're not going to lie. Okay, this is this Gemara. One more thing, the Rishonim ask, very interesting question. They say, if the guy pays to eventually pay it back, so why are you making him swear?
What do you mean?
We say, really, the guy would admit the whole thing. He doesn't have money. He thinks to himself, when I have money, I'll pay it back. So what are you making him swear for? Ideally, when he gets the money, he'll pay it back. Right? So why do you make him swear? You believe in the guy that he's honest, that when he gets the money, he'll pay it back? So why do you make him swear? I think you asked this. So what do you make him swear for?
Because it's more of a mixer. He doesn't say, I'm going to pay you back eventually.
But that's, the Gemara says, the psychic of the person is that he plans to pay it back. If he's planning to pay it back, why do you make him swear? So the Rishonim has a very simple answer. If the guy walks out of court innocent, he's going to be tempted not to pay back. We don't want to tempt him not to pay. No, the guy walks out of court and says, okay, you know, when you got the money, the guy says, oh, okay, so forget it. So we make him swear. That's what the Gemara says. We make him swear that he should not admit the whole thing. But by the way, if he swears, he doesn't pay it. If he doesn't swear, then he has to pay it.
In fact, it's all good for borrowers, because if there's no way of, solidifying, making sure that the...
No, but the lenders or the borrowers?
Nobody will lend money.
One second, you're talking about it's a problem for the lenders.
No, but...
Lenders won't lend money.
So it's bad for borrowers, just like by Shemitah.
Oh, yeah, you mean the guy... No, it's bad for borrowers because nobody's going to lend the money.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. Chachamim instituted a lot of these types of things, because otherwise people won't lend money, people won't be able to do business. Like we said, signing a document, even though witnesses have to be verbal, not in writing, right? Gemara says they allow you to sign a document and they take an island, otherwise people won't lend money. The witnesses are oral, they might die, they might go overseas, why are you going to collect money? They're not here.
Didn't Torah know that this is an issue? Why did the Torah wanted it this way? That Chachamim have to come and metaken it all over again for tikkun olam?
Only in monetary things. And then in the fashis, it doesn't help writing witnesses.
I understand. Why not in dine mamonot?
Because the Torah itself doesn't differentiate. But Chachamim said that we need to differentiate between monetary laws, because hefke bezen and hefke monetary laws, the Chachamim could do things. Right? Is a din. If a guy makes a condition against Torah, it's no good. It's an oibot. But not in monetary laws.
I'm saying if the Torah gives, if the Torah would have come and say, you know what, you guys do whatever you want to do, I could understand it. But Torah comes and gives some laws, then tells you, okay, you know what, if you want to nullify it, you can nullify it. I mean, so why is he giving it to Sabbath?
Torah gave that koyach to the Chachamim.
So why was the law given to
Sabbath? Let me ask a question. You blow shofar on Shabbos? No. Biblically, you blow shofar on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes. Why don't we? Because Chachamim, you might carry. The Rebbe said no, right? Mm-hmm. Where did he get that koyach from? The Torah. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Why couldn't the Torah just say, then don't blow shofar on Shabbos?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, think about it. If God knew that was going to happen, right? God knew it was going to happen, so the Torah should have said, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, b'mechol, blow shofar. In the Beis HaMikdash, blow. So I'm saying, they blew on Shabbos. Yeah, Yagdil Torah v'yadeh. The Chachamim, the Torah, by doing this, the Torah strengthens the hand of the Chachamim.
Same with the monitoring law? That's what
Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. It's interesting. Taisus at the bottom over here says another interesting point, which is a general thing, by the way. When it says a person has, there's a chazak, a person doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the loan. Yeah? So we explain, because the guy did you a favor, you know, that's what Rashi says. But Taisus argues in Rashi. And Taisus learns a whole different reason. Taisus says, like Pirush Rashi, that because he did him a favor. Because Rashi holds like this. What happens if it's not a loan? The guy didn't do you a favor. I'll give an example. I give you something to watch. What would be, I give you two gemaras to watch. Yeah? And I say, okay, you know, I want my gemaras back. And you said, you only gave me one. He's made of mixes. Yeah? Does he swear? What? Doesn't matter, whatever.
What is different?
You might even leave him money to watch.
Who did whom a favor?
The person that watched.
Normally the lender did the borrower a favor. So the borrower won't have the chutzpah to deny from the lender. Here, the shomer is doing a favor. So will he have the chutzpah or not?
Yeah.
So then would Meidu B'mixas be chayv or not? In other words, there's another issue over here. Let's go into this. This is very interesting. Before we start the next mission. You believe a guy with a migui? Migui means you believe him with what he says, because if he's a liar, he would say a better lie, yeah? Why isn't Meida B'mixis believed with a migui? He could have denied the whole thing. Think about it. 1 minute, just think about the din itself. I say you owe me $100, you say I owe you 50. Right? If you think for a minute, we should believe you. Because if you're a liar, you should have denied all of it.
You gave the answer because you don't want to be made.
Oh, 1 second. So chazaka is, because it's not a good migui, because it's a migui that you're going to be chutzpidik. What happens in the case where you're not chutzpidik? Pikadin, where he gave the guy something to watch. Then he would be chutzpidik. Would you believe him with a migui in that case?
Looks like, yeah.
Huh?
And he has a good migui.
But Taisa says, according to Rashi, then if it's all about favors, then because you don't do the guy a favor, then he would be chutzpidik. And Taisa says, b'chol duch demash, all of his shasin implies, may the b'mixes chayv even be kodin. Even in that case, he would have to swear. According to Rashi, that the whole reason why you not believe with a migui is because you don't have the chutzpah, because the guy did you a favor. That means if he didn't do you a favor, you would have the chutzpah, so then you would have the migui. So according to Rashi's explanation, by pikadin, if I say I gave you two gemaras, and you said, no, I gave you one, you gave me one, then you would be believed, because you could have denied it all.
Yeah.
But according to, that's not halacha. The halacha is even by pikadin is made in mitzvah chayv. So therefore, Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam says, a person just doesn't have the chutzpah to deny everything. Not because of favors. A guy just doesn't have a chutzpah to deny everything. Or the Riva learns, you don't have the chutzpah to lie when you know the guy knows that you're lying. That's what the Riva says.
Besides, if he paid half of it, then he denies it.
He didn't pay half. He admits half. He didn't pay anything yet. But l'chayri, we should believe him. You know, Rabbi is saying, when the Rabbi says the question, why does made a mixes tiny swear? What's his question? L'chayri, you should believe him with a migui. Think about it. Rabbi's question is really, made a mixes should be believed with a migui that he could have denied it all. So Rabbi says no, because there's a chazaka, you don't have chutzpah. But Rashi explains that means because of favors. So in the case where there's no favor, then L'chayri should be of a migui. But the Taisa says that's not halacha. The halacha is, even then there's no migui.
But if
you
deny it all, they're going to make him swear and he's going to have to pay.
No, but that's off. A rabbinic, that's a rabbinic shvuah. It's completely different. It's later on in the time of the Gemara, the Chachamim came up. In the time of the Gemara, it's much, much later. The Gemara, in the time of the Gemara says, you know what? A guy asks you money, there's something there. I mean, the guy's just going around asking money. You have to swear to get out of it. But Taisa says, no, it's not because of favors. A guy doesn't have the chutzpah to deny. Or Riva adds, especially when the guy knows you're lying.
And they have a different reasoning, but it's not, the halacha is the same, yeah.
The halacha is the same, even though according to Rashi's reasoning, the halacha should not be the same by Pikadin.
But it is.
It is, what Taisa says. No, it's a very interesting logic of the way the Gemara learns. That's how Taisus explains the Gemara. Rabbi's question is, Amayla Mehemen Bleishvur Bemigui? Taisus explains Rabbi's question, that he could have been Mekefako. Or learn out from here that there's no such concept of Migui. So they says, Mishani ain't the migui? Oh, the Gemara answers. Dein other may is lichper. Yeah. In fact, Taisus brings down the Gemara that says in Shavuos, when they instituted, why did they institute, a guy denies everything, Kofer HaKol, yeah? We make him swear Shvud Rabbanan, right? We make him Shvud Seses. So the Gemara over there asks, why did they institute Shvud Seses? The Gemara says, there's a chazaka that a guy doesn't go ask a guy for money if it's not true, right? So the Gemara asks back, But there's a chazak also, a guy doesn't deny, and he denied. Why is this chazak? In other words, there's a chazak, a guy doesn't say you owe me money if it's not true. But the equal chazak, the guy doesn't lie. And if he said no, it means he doesn't owe him the money. Right? So the Gemara answers that even Kofer Hakol, when he denies everything, he's really pushing him off. He doesn't intend to lie. He's intending to pay it later.
What if he really doesn't know? The guy forgot that he paid him.
So he swears. He swears it owes you the money. And if he swears, he doesn't pay. Even made him a mixes, by the way. If you swear that I only owe you 50 and the other 50 I don't, Taka don't. In fact, there's one more interesting Gemara, also at the beginning of Al Masir, it's called Halach. Halach is also interesting. It's made of a mixes with a twitch. I say you owe me $100. Yeah? You say, I owe you 50, and here's the 50. Okay?
And go.
Okay? Uh-huh. Now, is that like a new loan? In other words, 50, I admit that's it. Now the rest, I'm not admitting half. Because I paid already. I deny everything of the other 50. See what I'm saying? Maita B'mixer says, I owe you 50 out of the 100. So the debt is still 100, but I owe you 50 out of the 100. But if I say, I owe you 50, here's the money. Halach means, here's the money. So I paid you 50. The other 50, I'm denying it all. So does that moda b'mixas, or is that kofer hakol?
It's
a lender doesn't... That's machlekes in Gemara, Rav Chiya, if you chayev a potter, the halach is, it's machlekes v'sheinu mos, if you chayev a potter.
If the lender doesn't, like, take the money, I accept the money?
He's speaking, he gave it to him.
I want the whole thing.
Gave it to him.
How is it kofer hakol when he said this is 50?
Why?
He says 100. I say no, this is 50 and go. So it means more than a mix. How is it kofer hakol?
No, the others.
Because this debt is over already. I paid it. Now what are you asking me? 50? I deny it. Once I give you the 50, you're not asking me for the 50 anymore. You got it already. So what are you asking me now? You're not asking me for 100. Made the mixes means you're asking me 100, and I admit I owe you 50. But I still owe you out of one debt. But if I give you the money, 50, right? Now what are you asking me for?
The other 50.
No, you're asking me for 50. That's the question. Are you asking me for the other 50, or are you asking me for a new 50?
Same thing.
No.
Other 50.
Are you kofer hakol, or are you still made the b'mixes?
Either way, you have to swear to get out of it.
Yeah, but one's biblical, one's rabbinical. Let's forget about the rabbinical.
By giving this 50, it's like a new Messiah, right?
Right. Or do we say no? It's still part of the original 100. That's an argument in the Gemara.